Yeah, that tawa tung bi ching go to sung ba.
Now please sing the song of ultimate view, meditation, conduct, and fruition. I'll sing the first verse, we can start over together. The view is original wisdom which is empty. Meditation, clear light, free of fixation. Conduct, continual flow without attachment. Fruition is nakedness stripped of everything. The view is original wisdom which is empty. Meditation, clear light, free of fixation. Conduct, continual flow without attachment. Fruition is nakedness stripped of every stain. This view, the original wisdom which is empty. Risk getting lost in just being, talk and no more. If certainty which is in touch with what's meant does not follow, the words will not manage to free you of clinging to self. And that's why definitive certainty means so much. The meditation, clear light, free of fixation. Risk getting lost in just being settling. If original wisdom does not emerge from within you, you might settle steadily, but this will not set you free. But wisdom does not come from dullness and agitation. And that's why non-wandering mindfulness means so much. This conduct, continual flow without attachment. Risk getting lost in only being a pretense. If the view and meditation are not included, the eight worldly dharmas may mix with your yogic pursuit. And that's why the freedom from clinging and veils mean so much. Fruition as nakedness stripped of every defect. Risk getting clothed in the garments of attributes. If delusion is not overcome from its source on the inside, your practice may aim very far but fall very short. And that's why correcting delusion means so much.
Dog is a dog, and you get a dog is a dog.
As before, please give rise to the supreme motivation of bodhicitta, as is explained in the Mahayana, and listen.
Tene tanda, nipa tunji pendeta, parye paturji tenije, zepe, yendo umata jembo tan tumba, nene tatoku takun junde tembande doji.
Tonight I will offer you a brief explanation of the song Ultimate View, Meditation, Conduct, and Fruition, composed by the Lord of Yogis, the Pandit of the Definitive Meaning, the glorious Shepa Dorje, in a way that is in harmony with the view of the great middle way, empty of other, or Shentong school.
Delayan dorten badan jebri keba nille dorten bani. Tava tungbi yichi in gomba vaysan dini. Jeba jami junji in devi timi jebri. Jisawa tungde.
In this song there is both a brief and an extensive explanation. The brief explanation is the first verse. The view is original wisdom, which is empty. Meditation, clear light, free of fixation. Conduct, continual flow without attachment. Fruition is nakedness, stripped of every stain.
In the Tava, Jijite, Hirab, you make it. Don't tamper demba la Tava la. In
the
Tava, Jijite.
The view is described as what you see when with your eye of wisdom you look at the genuine nature of reality. That's the view.
Then there is Tava Tungba Jishi Yin Yishi Tungba Te Tundan Tatoba Te Tazi Yol Tundan Tamban Tatoba Te Jeme Tungba Yishi Tupe Tungba Yishi Yimba.
And here Milarepa explains that the view is original wisdom, which is empty. So when we look at genuine reality with our eye of wisdom, then what do we see? It is original wisdom that is empty of stains, that is empty of being able to be described by any conceptual fabrication.
Tundan tato pate, simjin nelo, tudaji hila yepale, sumare.
The ultimate explanation of genuine reality is that it is the true nature of mind. And this true nature of mind is original wisdom, luminous clarity. Original wisdom, which is empty, means the same as self-arisen original wisdom, means the same as self-arisen, self-aware original wisdom.
In the Tumbi Hitayan, Tumbi Hitayan, Nelo Rupi Hitan, Ranzon Rupi Yiki, Nere Tayan, Paragepa to Jiranga Tungo and Dava Chuinan, Kisa Kila Petana, Nelo Rupi Hitan, Tate Namkanda, somebody. Te Repa Tonchani, Namkiti.
There are two aspects of original wisdom, which is empty. And Milarepa, the glorious Shepa Dorje, sings of these in separately in a song of his called The Ten Things It's Like. The first is awareness that knows the abiding nature of reality. And he describes it in the following way. When you know the true nature of everything to be known, the wisdom that's aware of the true nature is like a cloud-free sky. So here he uses the example of cloud-free sky to describe the emptiness aspect of wisdom. When you know the true nature of everything to be known, when you've used logical reasoning to come to certainty about the true nature of reality, the true nature of everything to be known, then what is the knowledge of that like? What is the wisdom like that knows that? In essence, it is emptiness. In essence, it can't be described by any conceptual fabrication. So it's like space. It's like a cloud-free sky. This is its aspect that is emptiness. So you should write this down. Write it down and then sing it. When you know the true nature of everything to be known, the wisdom that's aware of the true nature is like a cloud-free sky. I'll sing it once. When you know the true nature of everything to be known, the wisdom that's aware of the true nature is like a cloud-free sky. When you know the true nature of everything to be known, the wisdom that's aware of the true nature is like a cloud-free sky. That was very nice. Please sing it again. When you know the true nature of everything to be known, the wisdom that's aware of the true nature is like a cloud-free sky. That was so good, I'd like to hear it again. When you know the true nature of everything to be known, the wisdom that's aware of the true nature is like a cloud-free sky. And then the explanation of self-arisen, self-aware original wisdom is to compare it to the shine of a polished mirror. And this verse reads, when the mud settles down and mind's river is crystal clear, self-arisen awareness is like a polished mirror's shine. So we'll sing this one.
Okay.
Three times. When the mud settles down and mine's river is crystal clear, self-arisen awareness is like a polished mirror shine. When the mud settles down and mine's river is crystal clear, self-arisen awareness like a polished mirror shines. When the mud settles down and mine's river is crystal clear, self-arisen awareness is like a polished mirror shine.
Zimbenyo pa tantan sikhi te zumbi ninang nandore zumbi ninang nandoya zumbi je tobe depe dene ranzon rukhi yiki te ngondo majobre ta zumbi ninang nandoam Zimbate Chonyo Penyo Pele Jatin Zimbinyo Pate Tamati Candido Zimbinyo Patamatina Tene Ranzon Requi, he let the Zim, the Senna Ranzon Requi, he did Tene Sarcha Yopa Tancha Yopa Sarcha Tancha Tele Tene Tana Nato Shachopa Morka Pemelon Dord meba, sama. Dema se vada o tudo.
The movement of mind is like a river. And when the river is full of mud, just like you can't see the water very clearly, so it is that when the mud of thought that conceive of duality, conceive of the duality of there being some perceived object and some perceiving subject. When that mud is present, then the original wisdom that is the true nature of mind doesn't manifest. But when the mud settles down, meaning when the thoughts that believe in duality, that fabricate the duality of perceived and perceiver, dissolve, then you just have the crystal clear river of awareness. So what's this awareness like? It's like a polished mirror shine. It's like a mirror that's perfectly clean, bright, has the quality of clarity and brilliance.
This is now the Nerepate Tonjan in Namke Pate in Bari, Sarchan and Morka Melon Sipi Pate in Day, the Neretong in me to Toba. Rektong yimi ini ya rektong yimi ini situ je lekhi ya na lepa kar tumba kar aku ini coba ya ta tongja naung ke pete saja murka ke melong ke pete te saja ta tongja ni te hakoyo kapso tene rektong yimi situ na
In the first verse, Milarepa sings of how original wisdom is like space, illustrating its emptiness aspect. In the second verse, he sings of how it's like the shine of a polished mirror, illustrating the awareness aspect, the luminosity aspect. So therefore, we can see that, in fact, this wisdom is of the nature of awareness and emptiness undifferentiable. If we just had that explained to us right away, though, awareness, emptiness, undifferentiable, we wouldn't know what is awareness like, what is emptiness like. We wouldn't know the answer to that. And so that's why first we're given the example of the emptiness of awareness, showing it's like space, like a cloud-free sky. And then we're given the example of the mirror, the polished mirror, to illustrate its luminosity. And once we understand these two, then we can easily understand the combination of the two, the undifferentiability of the two. So here, when Milarepa sings the view is original wisdom, which is empty, then original wisdom, which is empty, and awareness emptiness mean the same thing. Just different words are used. Describing this original wisdom which is empty, this awareness emptiness, according to the tradition of Asanga, is something that Panchen Shakya Chokten does in his text called Establishing the Two Traditions as One, when he says, clarity, emptiness, mere awareness, free of perceived and perceiver, is the abiding reality of all phenomena. Knowing this and joining it with a limitless accumulation of merit, the fruition of the spontaneously present three kayas will manifest. This is a Sangha's tradition. Clarity, emptiness, empty of the duality of perceived and perceiver, is the true nature of mind, and therefore it is the ultimate true nature of all phenomena. Since it's the true nature of mind, ultimately it's the true nature of everything. And when one knows this and combines it with a limitless accumulation of merit, then the three kayas, which are in fact spontaneously present, naturally present, as the true nature of mind, which is this luminosity, this clarity free of perceived and perceiver, these three kayas will manifest. And this is the way that the Noble Asanga explains things.
kusum zhundrup te ranzun te satong zhungzhen da traba rikpa te kusum zhundrup kante ge. Ngo tongpa chuku, rangin sawa longu, na tongka me chuku te kusum lenji toba re. Lenji trup se jita kare, kusum rangin ji toba re, lenji toba re. Kusum lundru mahimba sabda songi na, kusum ten duzeri duzeri na, jisi kindu.
Not so, Gagman. If the true nature of mind is clarity emptiness that is empty of duality, then how is that the three kayas? Its emptiness of essence is the Dharmakaya. Its nature being luminosity, being luminous, is the Sambhogakaya. And its unceasing manifestation as the great variety of appearances is the Nirmanakaya. And that these are spontaneously present means that they aren't created anew. The three kayas aren't something that are somehow not present at one point and then all of a sudden you create them. They are just the basic aspects of the true nature of mind. So we should write this down and then we'll recite it together three times. Clarity emptiness, mere awareness, free of perceived and perceiver. Is the abiding reality of all phenomena. Knowing this, and joining it with a limitless accumulation of merit, the fruition of the spontaneously present three kayas will manifest. This is Asanga's tradition. So we'll recite this together three times. Clarity, emptiness, mere awareness, free of perceived and perceiver, is the abiding reality of all phenomena. Knowing this and joining it with a limitless accumulation of merit, The fruition of the spontaneously present three kayas will manifest. This is the Sangha's tradition. Clarity, emptiness, mere awareness, free of perceived and perceiver, is the abiding reality of all phenomena. Knowing this and joining it with a limitless accumulation of merit, the fruition of the spontaneously present three kayas will manifest. This is the Sangha's tradition. Clarity, emptiness, mere awareness, free of perceived and perceiver, is the abiding reality of all phenomena. Knowing this and joining it with a limitless accumulation of merit, the fruition of the spontaneously present three kayas will manifest. This is the Sangha's tradition.
Malarepe, Nyami Jepa Dunle Dunjanani Kusum Ranchi, Tosan Lai, Jerem Jidita, Samu Chute Jijan also. The new Kusum Ranchi, the Kusum Nedoga. Simji Nedo Ranzon repeats the Kusum Ranchi and Kusum Nedoto Ye Chicken. Kusum Nedoto Tok. ये नया खेपा मधो लाई किरण से जुटे सम्नो ताम से लाई किरण खातो कर्म चर्चा लातो बस सम्नो ताम से ये सम्नो ताम से ये नया खेपा मधो
Milarepa also sings of the spontaneously present three kayas in his song called Equality and the Seven Things to Forget, in which he sings, When I know the three kayas are present naturally, I forget all about the deity's generation stage practice. It's okay to forget the Dharma made of concepts. The three kayas, Milarepa sings, are naturally present in this true nature of mind, that is, clarity, emptiness, empty of the duality of perceived and perceiver. It is the very nature of that mind. And so when I realize this, I forget about the deity's generation stage practice. But that's okay. That's not a problem, because that's just a conceptual meditation anyway. When you meditate on the deity, then you have to think of the deity's shape and color and how many faces, how many arms, and all these kinds of things. So to forget about that type of conceptual practice when you realize the three kayas are naturally present is fine. So write this down. When I know the three kayas are present naturally, I forget all about the deity's generation stage practice. It's okay to forget the Dharma made of concepts. Now sing that. It goes like this. When I know the three kayas are present naturally, I forget all about the deity's generation stage practice. It's okay to forget the Dharma made of concepts. When I know the three kayas are present naturally, I forget all about the deity's generation stage practice. It's okay to forget the Dharma made of concept.
Dina, dine, ranzong repa yishu kusum nengi tropa te ton tabi yedamri. Dina kundru de la jena yinchibamudu. La yichiran jena yinchibamudu.
Self-arisen, self-aware, original wisdom is the ultimate deity, the ultimate yidam. So if you know that, this spontaneous presence of the three kayas in this true nature of mind is the ultimate yidam. If you forget about the conceptually fabricated yidam deity, that's okay. No problem.
Then Ludrup Loki Jesus Nibatan Jarvani Chukun Tudan Travel Rekpala Mamon Keba Namna Semji Yin Dundan Semji Durjin Kebaya Ludrup Chapin Jesus Nibaya.
And to describe Nagarjuna's second tradition, then Shakya Chokten writes, to those skilled in the reasoning, proving the nature of all phenomena is beyond fabrication, mind's great expanse is explained to be genuine reality. The Vajra of mind. This is Nagarjuna's second tradition. Everybody got that?
No?
Okay, I'll read it one more time. To those skilled in the reasoning, proving the nature of all phenomena is beyond fabrication, mind's great expanse is explained to be genuine reality, the Vajra of mind. This is Nagarjuna's second tradition.
Dene Kesar Nyebate Gomba Lodrupje Chuyen Toba La Sopo Toi Soju Gombata Dorje Tekutava Tandevare.
Nagarjuna's second mode of explanation is what we find in his compositions called the collection of praises, like the praise of Dharma Dhatu. And it's also connected with the Vajrayana. To call mind a vajra, to call the true nature of mind a vajra, means that it's unchanging, that it's immutable, that it's indestructible. And that means that the reasonings of logicians can do nothing to destroy it or diminish it in any way. It's impossible to refute it, alter it, or stop it. So this is the Noble Nagarjuna's second mode of explanation. And so we can see that Nagarjuna's second mode of explanation and Asanga's explanation are in harmony. So let's recite this. To those skilled in the reasonings, proving the nature of all phenomena is beyond fabrication, mind's great expanse is explained to be genuine reality, the Vajra of mind. This is Nagarjuna's second tradition. Nagarjuna's first mode of explanation is in harmony with the explanations of the Buddha and the second turning of the wheel of Dharma. And I quoted this in the morning, or perhaps last night, but we didn't write it down, so we should write it down now. Without depending on a vast accumulation of merit, one uses reasoning to gain certainty that all phenomena are empty of essence, then rests in meditative equipoise, free from fixation. And the fruition of the spontaneously present three kayas will manifest. This is Nagarjuna's tradition. I'll read it one more time. Without depending on a vast accumulation of merit, one uses reasoning to gain certainty that all phenomena are empty of essence, then rests in meditative equipoise, free from fixation, and the fruition of the spontaneously present three kayas will manifest. This is Nagarjuna's tradition. So we should recite that. Without depending on a vast accumulation of merit, one uses reasoning to gain certainty that all phenomena are empty of essence, then rests in meditative equipoise, free from fixation, and the fruition of the spontaneously present three kayas will manifest. This is Nagarjuna's tradition. So we need to know what Nagarjuna's first mode of explanation is like and what his second mode of explanation is like. And the way that the Noble Asanga explains the definitive meaning of both the second and the third turnings of the wheel of Dharma is described in the following verse. The Noble Asanga explains that non-dual original wisdom free from fabrication self-aware and self-illuminating is the ultimate nature of genuine reality. The Buddha nature. And that this is the definitive meaning of both turnings of the wheel. So I'll read it again. The Noble Asanga explains that non-dual original wisdom, free from fabrication, self-aware, and self-illuminating, is the ultimate nature of genuine reality, the Buddha nature, and that this is the definitive meaning of both turnings of the wheel.
Tene chik to dertur te, nimi zungze nimi ji yishi rangre rangze te, sanje ji nimbo re, tandan tato sanje ji nimbo re. Nimi ji yishi, tene tandan tato sanje ji nimbo te, tene kolo parpa ta, kolo tamme, nimi gongba re gongba.
So how is it that the Noble Asanga brings together in his teachings the second and the third turnings of the wheel of Dharma? It's by first explaining how it is that non-dual original wisdom, which has the quality of being self-aware and the quality of being self-illuminating, is the ultimate nature of genuine reality. It is the Buddha nature, the enlightened essence. And this is what the second turning of the Wheel of Dharma Sutras are talking about and what the third turning of the Wheel of Dharma Sutras are talking about. They're both talking about ultimately precisely this. And that's how their intention is the same. So the second turning of the wheel of Dharma in terms of its explicit teachings are about emptiness, but what it's about implicitly is self-aware, self-arisen original wisdom. So in this second verse about Asanga's explanation, it shows how he demonstrates that these two turnings of the wheel have the same intention, and that intention is to describe non-dual original wisdom.
Yeah.
So let's recite it together. The Noble Asanga explains that non-dual original wisdom, free from fabrication, self-aware and self-illuminating, is the ultimate nature of genuine reality, the Buddha nature, and that this is the definitive meaning of both turnings of the wheel. So that is a brief explanation of the meaning of this song, this line, the view is original wisdom, which is empty.
gomba te wesa jengan do zemba maba mikba maba zemba maba yo.
So that's the view. Meditation is clear light free of fixation, meaning in meditation you rest in this clear light, this luminous clarity, without any reference point, without any clinging, without any fixation.
Gomba vayasan zini te tang tenu ritong ritong ramab de yakwa chikpare ritong ramab ritpa ramab tanda chikpare.
To say that meditation is clear light free of fixation is the same as saying to settle naturally within awareness emptiness.
Gomba kapso vesa jingantan zemba mepa 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 jepa. Yana tene tawa tato ritong ingare, ritong ingbe tena ritong rawap, ritong rawap.
So in meditation, you relax within awareness emptiness, you settle naturally within awareness emptiness, you rest free of fixation within luminous clarity.
Gomba vesa chubi chu gomji tsa zojan gomza gomji to nata gomba nyingri zangna sonson bada tanda te dikhena wadha.
As Milarepa sings also in his song, the profound definitive meaning sung on the snowy range, when meditation is clear light river flow, there is no need to confine it to sessions and breaks. Meditator and object refined until they're gone, this heart bone of meditation, it beats quite well. So that just gives a little bit of commentary on these other lines that I've quoted to you. When it says that the clear light, the river flow of clear light doesn't need to be confined to sessions and breaks, that within it there's no meditator and nothing to meditate on. Here, all of that is simply described by saying meditation is clear light free of fixation.
Then the time,
conduct is continual flow without attachment, meaning that when you conduct yourself, you're not fixated on anything, you're not conceiving so much of things, like conceptually fixated, you're not attached. So it's a continual flow that's free of fixation and attachment. And how does that come about? Well, it begins with the view and the meditation. You know the view, and then in the meditation, you just relax within luminosity emptiness, within awareness emptiness. And then whatever body and speech do while resting in that state, it's a continual flow without any attachment. So in short, this type of conduct is conduct connected with, that brings into it the view and the meditation. It's like when Milarepa sang to Naro Bunchung in his song, The Sources of Power. There's a whole lot of power when I act, because whatever happens, I'm relaxed. There's a whole lot of power flowing easily when actions are natural, relaxed, and free. Here, in this song, that's described by saying, conduct is continual flow without attachment. They mean the same.
Kanchar, gadro meba, zimba tambo meba, lukpat chanwala, tenu ngal, chepu toso. Te chepu tate, shungyong lukpat tate.
When whatever happens, I'm able to guard relaxation so that it doesn't get lost, no matter what, then my conduct is very powerful. And it's the power of acting in a way that's natural, relaxed, and free.
And
Milarepa sings, there's a whole lot of power flowing easily when actions are natural, relaxed, and free. So what does flowing easily mean? What is it like when conduct flows easily? Well, a good example is like when you walk somewhere. So nowadays, when you walk somewhere, you don't need to put a lot of effort into thinking about it. You just walk very easily. But when you first started walking, it wasn't like that. Your mother had to teach you and hold you up a lot of the time, and every time you took a step, you fell down again, and you had to pick yourself up again. So it took a lot of effort, but now you can just do it naturally and easily. So flowing easily means a flow of conduct that's relaxed and effortless.
Or like writing
letters. When you first learned how to write, then every letter was an effort and you had to make it very big and do it slowly. But now you can just write very quickly without thinking about it, naturally. That's the natural flow of conduct. And also, when you write, you're relaxed. So that's an example of natural flowing conduct that's relaxed and easy. It's natural conduct without any tightness or anxiety.
Yeah, that is the goal. This one.
So you have this sheet that has the song on it, The Sources of Power. A lot of you probably do. From the interview. Okay, if you don't have it, then I'll just read it. And you can write it down.
Yeah.
There's a whole lot of power. When I act, because whatever happens, I'm relaxed. There's a whole lot of power flowing easily when actions are natural, relaxed, and free.
Yeah, I understand.
Sing this.
Sing a song.
There's a whole lot of power when I act, because whatever happens, I'm relaxed. There's a whole lot of power flowing easily when actions are natural, relaxed, and free.
Japatami Jinchi. Dai Japat Deva, Deva Timmy Javas. Deva Timmy Javas is the Kare. Tava Tungbi Iki in the Sena. Deva the Kare, Deva Tungbi Iki la Namdoka Dizzy the Kuyore, Namdoka Kudan Tane.
Fruition is nakedness stripped of every stain. The fruition is nothing other than this self-arisen, self-aware, original wisdom. But it's covered by the clothes of concepts. So when you take off the clothes of concept, then it's just naked. And you experience it directly.
Deyam Lungjur Jele, Deva Lungjur Ne, Ranse Sanje Chemi, then Deva Lungjur Vayu.
Also about the fruition, Milarepa taught in the eight kinds of mastery, not seeing your mind and Buddha as differing. This is as full of fruition as it can be.
This is that the rang is simply nelo ranzon reku yegi kosam leji traba tetan.
What this means is that when you realize that the true nature of your mind is self-arisen, self-aware, original wisdom, the spontaneously present three kayas, and you know that this is nothing other than the Buddha, that the Buddha is nothing apart from that, then that's as full a fruition as anyone could attain. When Milarepa sings about mastery of Dharmakaya in this song, the eight kinds of mastery, then he sings, not seeing mind and space as differing. This is as Dharmakaya as it can be. So here again, as in the song, The Ten Things It's Like, he's illustrating the highlighting the emptiness aspect of mind by comparing it to space.
Then the kangur ngi don samole rasin chukur tha chuna rangi tuni drupse to na ta devi drupse zame sung sung kangur ngi don samole.
In the song of the profound definitive meaning sung on the snowy range, Milarepa describes the fruition by saying, when you finally discovered your mind is Dharmakaya, and you're really doing yourself and others good, a winner and one, refined until they're gone. This way of winning results, it works quite well. Now we should sing.
Sing a song. Sing a song together.
So we'll sing this verse from the song of the profound definitive meaning. I'll repeat it again. When you finally discovered your mind is Dharmakaya, and you're really doing yourself and others good, a winner and one, refined until they're gone. This way of winning results, it works quite well. And the song goes like this. When you finally discovered your mind is Dharmakaya, and you're really doing yourself and others good, oh, inner and warm, refined until they're gone. This way of winning results, it works quite well.
Sing a song together.
When you finally discovered your mind is Dharmakaya, and you're really doing yourself and others good, oh, inner and warm, refined until they're gone. This way of winning results, it works quite well. If you ask how this song is in harmony with the Shentong or the empty of other schools' view, then the verse from the text called the Gyulama, the Treatise on Buddha Nature, that really explains what this term, empty of other, means, says, the element is empty of that which has the characteristic of being separable from it, the fleeting stain. But it is not empty of that which is inseparable from it, its own unsurpassable quality. So the element refers to the Buddha nature. And here in this song, the first line, the view is original wisdom which is empty, means that original wisdom is empty of concepts, empty of the stains of concepts. It's not empty of its own essence, not empty of its own unsurpassable qualities. So you should write this down. Did somebody write it down? Oh, okay. Maybe you can read it, otherwise I won't say it the same way twice. Can I borrow your piece of paper? Thank you. The element is empty of that which has the characteristic of being separable from it, the fleeting stain. But it is not empty of that which is inseparable from it, its own unsurpassable qualities. Thank you.
Yeah.
So we'll recite this together. The element is empty of that which has the characteristic of being separable from it, the fleeting stain. But it is not empty of that which is inseparable from it, its own unsurpassable qualities.
Tin do tin chi te ke le de wa ja ta ba yin ta te ke ye te ma lo do ja te ke ke ran do lo no ya ha ko
so I've given you an explanation of the brief explanation here in the song, and the extensive explanation I'll give you the reading transmission for now, and I think you'll be able to understand it pretty well on your own.
Okay.